All right, guys, thanks for that. And we will hear from you one more time before the end of the show. We're going to bring in our next guest right now. And we've got Natan Reddy joining us from 25 Madison, talking a little bit about what the investor sentiment looks like for the freight space going forward into 2024. Natan, thank you so much for joining us today. I think that this is a great topic and really timely for us as we head into the new year. Obviously, we know that investment in freight tech in general and really just kind of the freight industry has slowed this year, especially when considered compared to 2020, 2021, 2022. But what are your thoughts about next year? Are you guys ready or are you still a little hesitant?
Thank you both for having me. I appreciate you having me on. I think you're completely right on the fact that funding has really slowed toward general supply chain tech. And I think it's in line with a lot of the volatility that we've seen in the freight industry broadly. I think if you looked at PitchBook's latest numbers from Q3, funding was down 36% year over year. And I think that when taking that into account, you want to look at kind of some of the underlying factors of what's driving that. From my point of view, a lot of that is driven by the fact that our investors are spooked in the current term, given macro trends in the overall tech market. What I think is really important to remember, though, is that I feel that much of this shakiness in the near to medium term is due to fundamental factors that had to do with the business model of something like a Convoy or even the exposure to the freight market that something like Flexport actually has, compared to the actual underlying need for freight tech within the broader kind of supply chain ecosystem. So I think if you kind of separate the two and realize that there's still opportunity to be had, particularly at the early stages, there's a lot of really exciting founders and startups to still look at.
And looking at, especially into 2024, Q4 stuff will be coming out soon-ish, but trying to figure out winners and losers right now. One thing, especially in the truckload space, looking at some stocks like canaries in the coal mines, what are some of the things that we need to really pay attention to when we get that Q4 data? Or what's on your radar if you want to see, trying to make sense of how we should be making, you know, the rest of 2024 go? Any indicators to watch out for?
Yes, I'd say it'd be very interesting to actually see any updates on how any types of digital freight brokerages, any type of startup that's very exposed to the freight market in the way that Convoy was, how they end up doing. If they end up getting any funding, if more folks collapse, I think that'll be a little bit of a signal as to how existing startups are weathering that pattern. If it's the case that what we've seen previously continues to happen, I believe that what you'll see going forward are almost a new generation of freight tech startups that are trying to solve some of the same problems, but approaching it in a different way that's more sustainable for those startups going forward from a financial profitability perspective.
So our writer, Grace Shirky here, writes about freight tech investment literally all the time. We love Grace. She does really, really great work. And I feel like in 2021, 2022, she was so busy, right? Every day it was like this person closes or this company closes their Series A. This person closes their Series C. This is a new unicorn. This is looking at their next round of funding already. And as we mentioned, it's changed a lot 2023, but there have been some companies who have secured a decent amount of capital in 2023. And I think that it's very telling of investors' kind of faith in a company if they are willing to put up that Series A or even a seed round during a time when the freight market is a little bit more depressed and capital is a little bit more difficult to come by. Has there been anyone who has either maybe secured a raise this year or is looking at securing some funding going into 2024 where you have said, yes, I have faith in these people. I believe that this is the next maybe kind of forward frontier of freight tech?
Yes. So I'm going to give a little bit of a shout out to my previous employer, Iron Spring Ventures, and one of my previous portfolio companies, Goodship. I think it is emblematic of almost a new wave of tech startups that we're seeing within the logistics and supply chain space. And one that gained considerable kind of fodder from the investor community when it made its raise at the seed level. They're essentially a platform that helps improve freight procurement between shippers and carriers, but specifically remains kind of on the SaaS side of things, is not a marketplace. And I think for me, that element of its business model, coupled with the fact that the talent there is excellent and actually draws upon a pool of folks, a new generation of folks that have actually had, you know, 5 to 7 years of logistics tech experience, if not more, that didn't exist 10 years ago. Really, really important to watch out for companies like that. And there are several other examples of companies that are in the market that kind of take on those similar qualities. And those are, in my opinion, the ones to watch out for.
And looking at the fundamental changes, you had a great point earlier, the nature of these new companies coming up, these new startups that are, you know, scraping by in this environment. Is there any defining characteristics that we should look for? I know zero interest rates. It felt like back in the day, if I, you know, I'm like a lotto ticket, get my pre-seed Series A, throw money at it, $1 billion valuation. Now we're seeing Fed rates being as they are, maybe park my money elsewhere. It's getting a little more competitive. Is that going to change valuations? Does it look like a company that used to be valued at crazy multiples? Are we going to have to reset our expectations and reset what we should be looking at in terms of something that's worthwhile invest, you know, as an investment vehicle?
Yes, I think at this point it's table stakes that most valuation pricing is pretty much being overhauled and relooked at for existing companies as well as new companies. What's normal for a seed or Series A now was different in 2021 or even early 2022. So in that sense, it's a fundamental shift. I think if you view 2021 as an aberration and then actually see kind of the world that we're heading into now in 2024, a little bit beyond that, is maybe a new normal, that might be a more helpful way to actually look at things rather than wondering when we'll kind of see the spike again in 2021 that may have been, you know, an anomaly given COVID and some other factors.
So we had Grace, speaking of her, on as our top story this morning with the unfortunate news out of Four Kites about 15% layoffs. And she made a really, really good point that a lot of these companies who poured some money into freight tech back in the boom are now sitting here saying, okay, it's time to get to profitability, or it is time to show us on your books that you have something that is getting you close to profitability. And if you're not, you have to make those unfortunate choices, whether that's cutting staff or reducing what you're able to do with your platform, really just reducing that cash burn in general. Is that something that you guys are really looking at forcing forward, is now taking your companies in your portfolio and saying, okay, we put our faith in you, now show us the results, it's time?
100%, you're completely correct, Kaylee. I would say that the investor sentiment has shifted from growth at all costs to profitability at all costs to a certain degree. And that has to do with burn, it has to do with headcount, it has to do with learning to not burn over your skis. I think there were probably a lot of folks back in 2021 who raised a lot of money, but didn't necessarily have the experience to understand how to burn in a way that was actually sustainable over time. So what you have are a lot of companies that were basically subsidized by VCs, but didn't actually achieve profitability or even anything close to it. So when they were overexposed to the freight market, things like Convoy happen. I think going forward, not only are we going to see a tremendous focus on some of the factors that you just mentioned around sustainable growth, so to speak, but we also might see proliferation of startups that are actually aimed at helping folks in the ecosystem manage that better. One area that I've really enjoyed looking into lately is freight spend management, any types of solutions that try to help carriers or shippers manage the essentially the op side or the financial side of their business is something that's quite interesting at the moment.
And looking at the cutting edge of the tech space as well, you know, you're investing in startups. Do you feel that there may be any legacy players in the space? We see companies like your JB Hunts and even your RXOs and everyone else trying to develop their own tech stacks. Is there any situation where some of these incumbents in the space are worth looking at? Or do you still feel like in terms of innovation and portfolios and growth that startups will remain the leading edge moving into 2024 in spite of these valuation headwinds, you know, expectations of capital and even trying to secure it?
Yeah, so, you know, here at 25 Madison, we invest in, you know, pre-seed, seed stage startups. We also incubate startups at the seed stage. I think that from a technology perspective, you'll still see those early stage startups really pushing the edge there. But increasingly, also here on my team, we partner with a lot of corporates, and we see there is a tremendous amount of interest in what folks are doing at the early stage. And it's about just kind of marrying those two players together to kind of understand what's possible.
Perfect. And Natan, thanks so much for coming on as well. Definitely be keeping an eye on these developments and hope to reconnect and into the new year.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Right now, we're going to toss it over to Kaylee Nix. Take a look at our weather.